Fitton, impeachment star witness was aware of Burisma corruption. By Tom Fitton on December 18, 2020. Turns out that one of the Democrats' star witnesses in their sham impeachment of President Trump, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Masha Yovanovitch, seemed to have been shading the truth. Are you at all surprised? We just received 210 pages of records from the State Department showing that Yovanovitch had specifically warned in 2017 about corruption allegations against Burisma Holdings. However, during her November 2019 testimony in the impeachment proceedings, Yovanovitch told lawmakers that she knew little about Burisma. We obtained the records in response to our FOIA lawsuit filed in January 2020 seeking records of communications from the U.S. Embassy in Kiev mentioning Burisma, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:20-CV00229. On October 4, 2017, Michael Polt, a former ambassador to Estonia and Serbia and who until October 2020 was senior director at the McCain Institute, emailed Yovanovitch regarding the McCain Institute's plan to conduct leadership development training for Ukrainian prosecutors that would be funded by Burisma. The idea was suggested to Polt by Sally Painter, Burisma's lobbyist at Blue Star Strategies, and a Burisma executive. In the email, Polt notes that he was introduced to Painter by U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. Volker was also a Trump impeachment witness. Polt emails Yovanovitch on October 4, 2017. Dear Masha, greetings from the home front and all the best for your complex assignment in Kiev. I wonder if I could pick your brain on a leadership development we have been asked to run for Ukrainian public prosecutors here at the McCain Institute. Kurt cannot get involved with this, due to his other role as special envoy. Sally Painter of Blue Star Strategies, whom Kurt introduced to me and then stepped aside, together with Vadim Paharsky of the Burisma Group have asked us whether we could provide a two-week leadership development and professional capacity building program for Ukrainian public prosecutors proposed to us by the Ukrainian chief prosecutor. Burisma would fund this. We are prepared to do this, as we have done for similar groups from the DRC, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and from Pakistan. I would greatly appreciate your view if you know Burisma and or Vadim or others. Yovanovitch, in her response, warned Polt about Burisma, writing, Mike, sorry not to have responded more quickly. I will get back to you with a fuller response, but I would urge caution in dealing with the Burisma group. It is widely believed that the owner was the beneficiary of the corrupt justice system here, and I think to the extent that anyone is aware that Burisma is funding the training, there would be raised eyebrows in Kiev over the irony of Burisma training prosecutors and to what end. I'd also note that the PGO, Prosecutor General's Office, is one of the entities here that remains resolutely unreformed. After a year and a half of trying, we pulled out and reprogrammed our resources into other areas in the justice sector that were ready for change. Wish I had better news and will get back to you with more details. In a November 7, 2017, email to Yovanovitch, Polt indicates that he is taking her sage advice and not moving forward with Burisma's funding of the training. During her November 15, 2019, testimony before the House Intelligence Committee in the impeachment proceedings, Yovanovitch said she didn't have much knowledge about Burisma, and noted that she only learned of its connection to the Biden family through press reports she read while preparing for her Senate confirmation hearing. The new production of records from the State Department also includes several emails regarding the U.S. Embassy in Kiev's response to John Solomon's reporting for The Hill. The emails are almost entirely redacted, as are the names of the officials involved. In one email regarding this effort, an unidentified official cites a report by the George Soros-funded Anti-Corruption Action Center defending itself against the reporting as a useful reference point. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev closely monitored media and social media reaction to many conservatives and journalists in potential violation of federal law. Marie Yovanovitch knew much more about Burisma than what she revealed in her testimony at the sham impeachment hearings. We will continue our efforts to unearth the shady details in the Burisma-Biden scandal that is not going to go away. We have been busy uncovering other details of this scandal. In October, we received records from the State Department that included a briefing checklist of a February 22, 2019, meeting in Kiev between Yovanovitch and Painter. The briefing checklist noted that Painter also planned to meet with Foreign Commercial Service, FCS, Officer Martin Klassens regarding the Burisma Group Energy Company. At the time of the meeting, Hunter Biden, son of former Vice President Joe Biden, was serving on the board of directors for Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy firm, despite having no previous experience in the energy industry. Biden served on the board of Burisma until his term expired in April 2019. In September 2020, we made public records that show George Kent, the Obama administration's Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in charge of Ukraine policy, which was copied to Yovanovitch, highlighting Russia-linked media trolling Joe Biden over his son's business. In a related case, we uncovered records showing the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine monitoring, in potential violation of law, Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani and major journalists on Twitter on their commentary on Ukraine, Biden Burisma 2020, and George Soros. The search terms flagged to be monitored by State Department officials on social media included Yovanovitch, Ukraine ambassador, Ukrainian ambassador, Ukraine Soros, Clinton campaign, and Biden Burisma. With Hunter Biden's admission this week that the FBI is investigating him, the Burisma scandal is a fetid mess. And no matter what corrupted FBI and compromised DOJ do, you can trust Judicial Watch to keep on battling in court for the truth about Biden family corruption.